Every time you tune into CGSF, you make a choice to step outside the box of what's normal and support an alternative. Alternatives are critical for making change, which we need so, so badly. I'm William, a member of CGSF's board, and I see you contributing to social change in your small and profound ways simply by tuning into us. Thanks for being on our team.
Cheese please, you're so fine.
You wanna listen all the time. Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil will spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf, Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Ghoul and cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we wanna play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kinda sick.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hello once again, dear listener. It's another edition of Cheese Please. It's myself, Snarf Dude.
And myself, Daffodil.
Sit in front of microphones, talking into the air, expecting you to listen and say, yay, you're here. What?
Well, it's true.
Exactly.
You are here.
Yay. We're here. You're here. Everybody's here to enjoy the lovely world of cheesy music. What is cheesy, you ask?
Everything is cheesy.
Everything we can find is cheesy. As a matter of fact, we have and are focused on a lovely little album called Terrible Sophisticated Songs, Unpopular Songs for Popular People. So if you're like the class clown or some really nerd in school, you could probably relate to this. I think, anyway. You know?
You think they're the popular people?
No. Because you weren't popular, it's sort of a picking on of popular people, right?
Oh, you mean that this is the kind of music that they thought popular people were listening to?
Well, sure, I can't argue that, but okay. Either way, I don't know. We're just going to play songs, but and they're cheesy, okay?
Well, obviously they're cheesy. It's Cheese Please.
Yes, and on the celebrity slip-up, you probably don't know the name Ed Burns, but he sort of lived in the 50s. He was a bit of a 50s star, and I don't think he ever grew out of that whole, yeah, man, it's real square type thing. So we'll tell you a little bit more about him a little later on, but we're starting off with our friend that we always dig out on the organ, Klaus Wunderlich.
He's so prolific, so we can always find something.
And he likes to cover popular songs, too.
In his bad way.
Yeah. Medley of the theme from Shaft, If You Can Read My Mind, and Mana Mana is coming up shortly. But we're starting off, we're stuck in the early 70s with a medley of Crocodile Rock, Mamma Mia, and something else I can't find.
Molina?
Something like that.
Okay.
Right here on
Cheese Please.
Thank you.
rescued these records from your weird uncle's basement. Cheese, please.
Who knew you could play organ that way with the theme from Shaft, you know, in there?
He's talented.
Coach Wunderlich and his medley of the theme from Shaft, if you can read my mind, if I can read, that
the
would
copy.
Help.
If you could read what's written in front of you.
Yes, and Manana. It's not that Muppet thing, Manamana. It's Manana. I figured that
Thank
out.
Thank you.
Yeah, Klaus Wunderlich. And before that, another medley of Klaus Wunderlich. We had Melina Crocodile Rock and Mamma Mia in there. We like class around here. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
As we look on this week, the album that is terrible, sophisticated songs, unpopular songs for popular people as we focus. It was a bit of a parody album.
I'm not entirely sure, but here's what it says on the back.
Oh, you get the back of the album?
Yes.
Oh, tell
me. These songs mirror the torrid, tortured, tumultuous emotions of people you must surely know.
Oh.
People who seek love in places where other lovers may fear to tread.
Oh.
Places away from the badly beaten paths where the orchards bloom.
Oh.
Where cocktails pour and where candlelight flickers.
In other words, getting drunk.
And I gotta tell you, the first song we're playing is All of the Time, correct?
Yes, yes, Sue Allen.
The lyrics of All of the Time tell of a stricken maiden who visualizes her gallant knight everywhere she turns, inside the filing cabinet, amid the solitude of her coffee break, and even during her weekly bowling session.
That sounds like a Harlequin romance.
A bad one. Or well, one of those movies.
Oh, yeah, really, on the Lifetime Network, or whatever the heck they call it.
Yes.
Okay. Shortly, you'll hear Myrtle with Joe Pryor and Luli Jean Norman. But we're starting off, as we mentioned, All of the Time, Sue Allen, on
Cheese Please.
My faucet, when it isn't turned off tight, and the clink, clink, clink of a radiator when people want heat at night, or the ring, ring, ring of the cash register at a supermarket that's busy, like a merry-go-round, thoughts of you go round in my brain till I get dizzy. All of the time I think about you. On my coffee break or at lunch from 1 until 2. At the Acme Company where I work as a head assistant filing clerk, I think about you all of the time. All of the time I'm seeing your smile. It is in the letter S, right there in my file. Ever out of my sight when I'm bowling every Friday night. I think about you all of the time. You intrude when I'm watching a Western, but I don't object so much, 'cause I see your face in the badge of the sheriff that I respect so much. It's a shame and a crime I don't call you, 'cause I'm too busy thinking about you all of the time. All of the time. All of the time.
Myrtle, 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 I hear your name in all my dreams. Myrtle, 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 echoing through the night it seems. The crumbs from my roll at breakfast seems to spell out your name, and it seems to be the name of every batter when they announce the lineup at the baseball game. Myrtle, Myrtle, I find it written in the stars, and I seem to read it on the label of each bottle at the bar, till the day I change your last name. The time will go slow as a turtle, but the first name to me will always be Myrtle. Myrtle.
With Joe Fryer and Lulie Jean Norman, literally taking it over the top delightfully, and Myrtle on the show this week. And Daffodil, correct me if I'm wrong, but she's the one that sang the original Star Trek theme in the background.
Well, I wouldn't call it... She was a coloratura soprano. She had a 4-octave range. That's huge.
Whoa, yeah.
She appeared on The Dinah Shore Show, The Dean Martin Show, The Carol Burnett Show.
Oh, really?
She did the non-lexical vocabules.
Okay.
Vocables.
So that... Woo-woo!
Yes. On the first season of Star Trek.
Okay.
The music was remixed without her voice for season 2 and season 3.
Why?
So they wouldn't have to pay her royalties.
Oh, I know Roddenberry was cheap. I didn't think he was that cheap.
And there's a few other songs that you can hear her on.
Really?
That you wouldn't think of.
Really? What?
She did a lot of singing with Ray Conniff Singers.
Oh, yeah.
And she's also on the Tokens rendition of the most famous song, The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Oh, I'll have to dig that out. I'll have to listen to it. Maybe that's a chart-topping cheesy, you know, now that I think about it.
And she also did some cartoon work.
Okay. She really got up there, though.
So she did a lot of things. She did a lot of really cool things.
But yes, before that, we played Sue Allen and All of the Time as our tribute to terribly sophisticated songs on popular songs for popular people. There we go. My name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and now we must move on.
And now it's time for the Keys, Please.
I swear this guy's personality just got stuck in the 50s. That's
well,
all I get
I mean,
to say.
They typecast him up to a point, too, right?
Oh, okay.
I mean, he did a lot of Westerns.
Okay.
He was a guest star on Maverick, The Deputy, Sugarfoot.
All of the big hit shows in the late 1950s.
Yep.
And, of course, he starred on 77 Sunset Strip.
Yes, he started out in the pilot as a contract killer named Kenneth Cookie Smiley, who continually combed his hair.
Yeah, and there was a hit song called Cookie, Cookie, Let Me Your Comb, but we're not playing that one. We played it before.
No, and then because they liked him and he was so popular with the girls,
yeah,
they changed the character slightly for the TV show, and then he became the valet parking.
That's kind of a come down, isn't it?
But he was still helping the private investigator.
Contract killer, then parking attendant.
And Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.? Is that
yes,
the guy's
yes,
name?
Yes.
Okay. He actually explained the situation. We previewed the show, and because Ed Burns was such a hit, we decided that Cookie and his comb had to be in the series.
Well,
so this week, we'll just forget the pilot who went off to prison to be executed, and now he's parking cars.
Yes, he's parking cars, making records. Here's one of them. Ed Burns and Like I Love You, Babe, on
Cheese Please.
We'll be right back. Hello, baby.
Jimmy?
No, man, not Jim. This is him. Big D, little A, double D, O, O. Big Daddy-O.
Charlie?
Charlie? Help! This is the man. I had to pipe in on your wavelength because I'm shook. Like, I don't want to swing without you, baby. Like holy mackerel, kingfish.
And?
Be hip, baby, I'm jelly. Like I've had big eyes for you since we bopped at the hop. I mean, I get sounds when I think of you. Like sky-fi, oom-dooby-doom.
Sit.
Like no, baby. This is your love burger from the other AM. Man, it was a wig. So far out, like I'm still orbiting. Shazam.
Irwin?
No noise like that. Let me straighten you. The drive-in movie. On the backseat of my motorcycle. Wow, Chapiga. I mean, I thought you were driving. Cool, cool, cool.
Tony.
Baby, let me clue you. Like, you're my leader. Let's do a double gig. I know a crazy coffee pad where we can lose the world. This hut has a combo so far out, it's in.
You want to take me to an espresso place?
You're hip. Now put on your face and let's join the race. Don't bug me, I'm nutty. Like I love you. Dig?
I guess it's all right. But who is this?
Marcia! Don't you know me? I'm your groove!
Marcia? But this isn't Marcia.
Is this Sunset 77777? Well, don't bug me with details, baby. It's my last dime. Just clue me where you live. This is me, Kooky.
Wow, crazy, huh?
Jeez, please. Oh, daddy-o. I tell ya, I can't believe people talk like that. And Ed Burns and Like I Love You. Wow.
He always was like one step from stardom for some stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the guy who hosted Wheel of Fortune in the original pilot in 74.
Really?
And then when they went to series, they picked Chuck Woolery instead.
Oh, darn.
It was a guest star on Marcus Welby, Thriller, Police Story, Policewoman, Sword of Justice.
He was on the Love Boat, I think.
He was on the Love Boat. He was, I would say, what I remember him for was playing Vince Fontaine.
Vince
Fontaine. In 1978 movie Grease.
Oh, really?
The Dick Clark-like show.
Oh, not the movie with John Travolta.
Yes.
Oh, that one.
That one.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were talking about the Dick Clark. It threw me off.
Yeah, and he was on Chips, BJ the Bear, House Calls, Charlie's Angels, Vegas, The Love Boat, Fantasy Island, Quincy M.E., The Master, Simon & Simon, and Crazy Like Fox.
In other words, whatever his agent could get him.
Exactly.
But you know what? He worked. So there we go.
He worked nonstop.
Yeah. My name is Snart Dude.
I'm Daffodil. This is Cheese Please.
And the Wacky, Warped, and Weird as we bring you... Oh, wow. Look at that. Look at the time.
It is time.
Oh.
Do it quick.
Bron's been over there. He's been pretty quiet. You know, sitting near you as I push the controls and such.
Well, yeah, because I'm feeding him cookies the whole time. It keeps him quiet.
Ah, that's what it is. I'm surprised he hasn't barked yet at all. And all the times we record, no one knows he's actually here every time, but he is. He's hanging out.
As long as he gets cookies, he's quiet.
Down by our feet, just itching for the cookie. You haven't weighed him lately, have you?
No.
Oh.
But I'm only giving him little pieces of beef liver. It's all good.
I was kind of worried about that. We don't want that, you know?
No.
It costs us money at the groomer if he weighs a certain amount.
If he weighs too much, he's fat. He's a happy dog, but he's fat.
He's horizontally challenged, Daffodil. Not fat. We
okay,
can't say
fine.
Fat. Anyway, it's time for me to do my thing here. So stand back, people. It's very brave here. As we turn on the switch to bring up the U-matic tube upstairs with a piece of paper in it with the next song we play, the final song we play, and we have, it's called The Sneak. Club Royal Orchestra, as I read it, from 1922. We're state of the art, I tell you.
We try to be.
Was that him sniffing?
Yes, that's him sniffing.
Oh, okay. Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.